Good morning, good afternoon, hello, Jews and gents.
We love you guys.
Welcome back to Beauty Talks, and today Beauty is going to be talking about the financial struggles of a model. Yes.
Whoosh, whoosh.
Come on, man. We need that soundboard. Y'all need to subscribe to this Patreon.
But today we will be talking about financials and models and, you know, little tips that will help you day to day, you know, just, you know, be your best model self. Because, you know, struggles.
The struggles be real.
Artists have it so hard, you know. Listen, we walk this lonely road. Let me not, because I don't want to get
not copyrighted.
I think it one to one. You feel me? I keep it real, but
definitely, little, like it. We all understand it's tough out here.
It's hard out here for a pimp. Oh my God. It's the singing episode.
It's the musical episode, too. In parentheses, struggles of a model. Parentheses, the musical.
But we're going to be talking about different little things. We're going to start it off by saying this can vary from state to state, and, you know, obviously country to country. If you just so happen to listen to this from the UK, it might vary. You know, it's different things you have to consider.
Definitely. And then, because we do have a broad audience a little bit. Well, I want to give ours love. But we do recognize that there are a few that are out of country, and we like, hey, thank you guys.
I hope you can understand us, because American English is
it's the most unnecessary
language. But we're gonna start off by talking about living arrangements. This is one of the higher things you have to consider when, you know, modeling. You know, when you move to a big city, you know, you want to stay with people that, you know, or, you know, well, actually, first of all, you obviously want to have a place to stay, because, right. It's just, you know,
because if you need to room with people or whatever, it's good to try to network with people in the city if possible. Mm-hmm. I know it's kind of a little difficult, worrisome if you have to like connect with the person over a line. And it's always good to visit, like actually go to the city that you want to, you know, move to, so that you can actually get a vibe for the city, and also you can actually do some house looking or, you know, apartment searching there yourself. Bump into somebody, bang bang boom.
Listen, alley-oop with it. This can usually range from 1,000 to 2,000. Now in other cities this could change drastically, like the, you know, New York versus LA, all that. So it might be different.
My thing is, don't go for Los Angeles exactly. Hit San Diego, maybe, or Long Island.
All of them will be expensive. I think
they are, but it's still,
remember, Los Angeles. West Coast.
True, West Coast is just. Mm-hmm.
You obviously want to roommate with some people. You never want to, you, and you know, the less burden on you, the better. You know?
Yes.
That's one of the main ones. Now it's 600 that we said it was 600 to 800.
Oh yeah,
but it's solo. That's solo. But like, you know, you always want to shoot with rooming people, because you get to know people in your profession and see how they doing it. You know.
So. Yeah, it's a good like building stone to, mm-hmm, you know, life before, you know, living with other people is a very good like learning experience.
Yeah, I really do.
I learn my experience. I need my own space.
Oh yeah, man. Listen, it's okay to live with people for a while, but once you get the finances to live by yourself or live with somebody that you want to live with, you gonna facts.
Definitely. Facts.
The next expense, obviously, is transportation. Now with Uber rides and Lyfts and all that type of stuff and taxis, like, you have to factor that in too.
Definitely.
If you have a car, it might save it, but it might hurt it.
It depends on what gas prices are at that point.
Oh, gas prices right now. Woo! Lord have mercy, Jesus. 2022, I'm gonna need you to ease up on the, it's $7 in Cali. Someone told me that.
Really?
Yeah.
God.
Yeah.
It's $7 in Cali.
$7.
Bruh. Yeah, in Puerto Rico, it's like some change. I don't know if they use our currency, apparently.
Right.
So, like, so, it's some change. No, like, it's like 90-something cent.
America, Puerto Rico. America, Puerto Rico. People can't see. I'm moving my hands bigger to smaller. People can't see that. I forgot.
But it's just the idea of it.
It is, but Puerto Rico is a smaller place. It's not going to drive too much in Puerto Rico. You're walking distance of Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
America, we gonna ooh, Americans.
I'm sorry. But yeah, obviously, you know, you got to factor those in, you know, to shows, to casting calls. We do not always pay for it. Now, if you're part of the agency and already, obviously, you're probably going to get, you know, transportation there.
Yeah, but just like, let us know. Communicate that.
Yeah, but oftentimes,
we want you guys to be able to succeed. So we give you those opportunities and tools.
But everybody is different. Every modeling agency is different. So take that into consideration. That's on the, it's like in the middle of like how much money you pour into it. It's like $500 to $600, mm-hmm, depending on how it goes, you know. Shoots. Now this is right next to transportation only because, you know, not every certain model agencies will have it so that, you know, they have an onboard photographer. Mm-hmm. However, at the same time, you don't want them, like, unless you want to pay for it.
True, because if they already have a photographer in-house, like boom, bang, boom, you get it all in one patch of deal, you know? You don't want your eggs to come out and then you get your pancakes. No, you want...
Yeah, I mean, Prop Beauty's all about onboarding. Listen, we got them official.
We want a team.
One day. You know.
But that does like calculate into the price a little.
Yeah, test shoes are, you know, everything. If you get one for the free...
Not every photographer does the free for prints.
Not everyone. Free for prints. Yeah, no. No one, not everyone. I mean, Cleveland's might be the exception to it. Mm. Be like, well, that's because I don't know a lot of like high stakes model agency photographers. That's the thing. Sure. I know a lot of photographers in general, but like none of that's on board. Something to think about. Upkeep, that's always $100 to $200. Now obviously if you're a male model, this number is probably like way different.
Yeah.
Like not to, you know, but like it's different.
I mean, like my haircut costs like $25.
Yeah.
So and then
and if you got hair like me, you got to upkeep, so it's a little bit more. But
So it varies, you know, when it comes to the hairstyle.
Especially if you're like in you're doing an alt job, you're doing like something with exotic makeup and shit. Mm-hmm. Obviously, no matter what, you know, you're gonna get your makeup done. You might have to, you know, for the company would pay for that, but still. Hair care, you know, makeup to, you know, practice your makeup is always good. You know, that obviously, you know, fashion. This is mostly, honestly, outside of, you know, the usual one, two, you know, hair care products, makeup, all that. Mm-hmm. Honestly, this is more leaning towards just all the fashion that you have to be aware of and like what you gotta buy. Ladies always have a black tank top and, you know, skinny jeans or, you know, just something to show up, you know, model calls.
Right. Heels. I think usually they don't say anything more than 4 inches.
Yeah, no. You don't want to go that high. It's just like, you want to be able to walk in some nice-ass heels. But, you know, that's just usually day-to-day. It stands to reason why this number would, you know, again, vary. Per state, because listen, New York, Ohio.
True. Yeah, everything's more expensive out there with, you know,
cigarettes.
Tell me how much those boys cost. I'm like, why do people smoke up there?
Like, how can you afford to smoke up there? God, jeez. All of this on any level leads to branding. All right, not so much living arrangements. All right, that's your personal. Well,
it can be. It can.
If you're
working with the people in your household or whatever, then boom.
A friendly model as opposed to one that cares only about themselves. It's a difference. All right. So just to go over, generally speaking, as to what you have to worry about financially, financial struggles of a model. I'm sorry, I had to do it. Living arrangements.
Give me that soundboard, y'all.
Living arrangements are $1,000 to $2,000. Transportation, $500, $600, maybe even more if you're moving around a lot, especially if you're down in the dirty South
California. In the A. Or
oh man, listen, it's expensive. $500, $600. Especially depending on like what photographers are in your city.
Yes.
And upkeep, we were actually just talking about, it might be a little bit more than.
Yeah, because it depends on the hairstyle, and it also depends on the hairstyler herself. Yeah, mm-hmm. Tongue tied. But it also depends on that price vary. And I've heard some girls go say about 200. Some have said 300, 400. So, y'all be going over beyond for your looks. And I just got to pay a $25 fee. Yeah. That's
a little bit harsh.
The gap in that is amazing.
It's kind of, that might need to be worked around. I mean, overseas. Probably is either a little bit more. Well, depending on where you at, in Europe it's probably a little bit more because, they go above
and beyond for theirs.
No, it's not a game over there. I'm trying to get like them. I'm trying to be buddy buddy with them.
There's ice pickers and then there's European hairstylists.
On it. But upkeep $100, $200, possibly more.
Way more.
So we have a couple questions here that you might want to consider, from your day to day as well. First, starting off with, do you pay for test shoots? The answer may shock you. Not really. But in reality, depending on the company. Depending. Honestly, we don't. Because
it's our job to, in a sense, help make the portfolio. So we want to make this an easy process for everybody.
Yeah. Besides, I don't think anybody, if you don't pay, you really don't I feel like if we charged, it would just take away the magic of it all.
Puts too much business into it.
Yeah,
it puts way too
much. I like that fun. All right. I love my photos.
I enjoy my art.
And listen, my art is my art. But in other cities / countries, they might. It's a deep possibility that they might, just solely because, you might not have a photographer to go to, but at the same time, they have one on board. You don't have to use them.
Right.
You don't
have to use them. It's just the option for you to, it's a tool for you to use. Yeah. And, if there's a tool that you can use to make your job easier, why don't you pick up that hammer than trying to put that nail in by your hand?
Exactly.
I mean, some of y'all are hard-headed enough to actually, hammer-headed, but you don't want to use your head.
Yeah.
Just use the hammer. Use tools that are available for you. If this... At a reasonable
cost. Yeah, no. If you're going to go broke doing it, let's try to avoid that.
Yeah, then you might need to reevaluate if you really want to be with that agency.
Preview to the next episode, actually. if they demand or like basically like tell you you have to use their photographer, might be something off. Just saying. Not gonna go too deep into that right now, but
the foreshadowing.
Yeah, no, it's not something that you should be kind of messing with. That's something, a red flag. Red flags are important nowadays.
And we just talked about red flags all, like, what, 3 months ago, 2 months ago?
Yeah.
We know about red flags. So.
All right. Too many. Nextly, we have, you must consider, do you have to pay to get in the modeling agency? Like, get into that particular agency or talent agency or whatnot? The answer is no. I don't believe you should. If they have a spot for you, you have a spot. We get paid when y'all get paid. It's a very simple
transaction.
Yeah. But, you know,
if you don't work, you don't eat. If you don't eat, then we don't eat. And if we not eating, you not eating, we all starving out here.
Starving artists.
Boom.
Cue title card.
Well, I can't say boom because that means your food done. I mean, I can't say voila. I need a soundboard, bro. Subscribe to that Patreon. It's going to be in our website, proudbeautyinc.com.
Oh, man, listen. Come on. What better things do you have to do than listen to us? Listen. But really, it's no, but apparently it's been a few agencies that started to like pay. Okay. Paying for lessons is one thing.
Because you're having someone have a skill and they're, you know, using their time to teach you that skill.
That's a separate thing. But like a slot, an actual slot on
to
the agency.
To hold a slot in the agency too.
That's also probably a preview of our next episode. That's part of a scam.
Again, I'm just throwing out that foreshadowing, y'all. Y'all going to want to check into next month.
Listen. It's just that in reality, that's not how it has ever really worked, especially apparently overseas. But, like, no, you should not be paying for a spot in the agency. You will not be, you know, paid to, like, slots. For exclusive contract deals, blah, 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 all those big, you know, making so much money and whatnot. That's a scam. Say it with me now. Scam.
That's going to be the word of the day today.
Scam. Man, we having a lot of sound bites today.
Man. I really want that soundboard. I was on a spending habit today. I need that soundboard.
We're not going to talk about that. But finally, one thing we have to talk about is branding.
Branding is important, y'all.
Listen. Some of my favorite models from Cleveland, oh, man, they lay it out. They know their audience a little bit too well. They knock it out of the park all the time, especially my cosplayers. Oh, man, I can't wait until April. I'm about to hit y'all with the whoop-de-whoop.
Need to get my costume and everything ready for it. I already got the idea ready for it, but I just need one thing, two things maybe.
That Black Sanchez?
No, actually.
I was going to say, we could be fucking Rick Sanchez 1 and Black Rick Sanchez 2. I'll take the fall. I'll be 2.
You be 2?
I'll be 2. They're going to be like, wait, but that would be kind of, we ain't going to go down that road. Anyway, Brandon, you have to know your audience. Therefore, you know, advertisement. Yes, some models actually advertise. You know, what it takes to get from place to place, where you stay, you know, what you wear, especially where you wear.
Definitely.
Like, as being a leather person as opposed to being a lingerie person, a fitness person as opposed to being a glamour person, you know. It's different styles. I've seen a lot of people, models, Instagrams, that's a good telling. However, some people are like, some models don't even be on Instagram. They have their own site full of work.
And those be the ones who take the extra step, I say. Well, it's
they put a little work into work it. They work the body, you know, the boxing, you know. But I do believe that for the most part, websites can help. I definitely like models with websites that show all their work. You know, it's a different change. It's like they're, you know, also
kind of separating themselves a little bit.
Yeah, separating themselves and kind of like
more than independent, yeah. So they really have to be their own. Okay, I see.
If you don't want to be signed under anybody, you know, in particular at this particular moment, and you're doing bad by yourself, bad all by myself, you know, why not have a website?
Not for yourself, yeah.
Instagram,
yeah.
You know, so does it make you an IG model? No, you just happen to use the platform.
Yeah.
So.
And it comes with its own, you know, perks and everything. Mm-hmm. You can see your following count. You can see your gender, separated by gender.
Yeah.
It's actually some pros and cons to using Instagram as that.
Yeah. Are you a big baller model? Do you, like, have all the most exclusive? Or are you, like, really working with different studios and, like, establishing yourself as, like,
a brand.
A brand or a headliner, you know, for the, you know, are you at every show or are you just more of a print model?
You know, do they want you to judge the show or do they want you to, you know, like host the show or anything? Like,
you got to think about these things. No. All right. So, getting back to the nitty gritty. Little couple of tips before we head out. First and foremost, ladies, right? Sometimes the process is a little bit extensive doing business with other clients and whatnot. Sometimes you don't get paid, you know, in that same week or that same month of a show or whatever and whatnot. So, you know, make sure that you space out your money so you don't get caught lacking. Please. Please. We don't need unpaid car notes here. All right.
Yeah.
Cash advancements. Ooh, that's a big word for Elmo.
The word of the day, cash advancements.
Cash advancements can be helpful sometimes. All right. When you're working with the agency, and this is like any agency you hope to work with, you know, we'll see how we feel when we come to that. But do it wisely. You know, it ranges from 3% to 20%, 90% of the time. And if it's over that, then you might want to consider it might be like a scam or something. If it's more than 20%, it's a problem. 20% is a lot for anybody that's bad at math, like me, but dabble.
I'm trying to still my brain is like got all the math gibbering going on to kind of trying to figure it out. Like,
always, you know, depending on, and this depends on your area of expertise, but always want to keep in shape, always want to keep healthy.
Yeah,
that also adds into health, keep, you know, eating healthy and whatnot.
Because getting a membership at a gym or whatever. And
like 50,
15, 20,
you get,
depending on whatever. And depending if what type of the membership you get or whatever. Because I know I looked into it because I want to start going to the gym. Planet Fitness got like one, you go to that one gym or whatever, and it's like $12, $13.
And you can bring friends. So like it's never,
I think that's what the Go or the other one where you can go into any Planet Fitness.
Yeah.
I think that's what it is. But do you really have to go to any, you know, close Planet Fitness, or can you just go to that one and pay a less subscription
fee? I think it's like it's still worth it though. Planet Fitness, like they low key, you know, I went up in there with my shawty and I was just like, damn, these motherfuckers are actually. It was nighttime, by the way. It was actually nighttime, and it was like only 10, 12 people in there. Mm. It's relaxed as fuck at night. I can go at night. In the day,
nah, because it'll be those. Euro, tranny, yeah,
juice, I'm juicing. I was just like, please, chill out. Always eat healthy. Moral of the story. All right. And so this is something that I didn't know. All right. This is something that I, as an individual, did not know about. Web fees are apparently a thing. Administration. It makes sense. It makes sense. You know, to the upkeep online and all that on our website and this, that, and third. I'm sorry. Y'all might get, like, later on, like, if I have to, you know, monitor people for such things, y'all might have to take an L. Like, it ain't gonna be a big L. I ain't gonna break y'all pockets. It'll be like 25, but web fees on any normal agency is probably like, I don't know, like 50 to 150.
Because you gotta think they probably actually do like paid advertisements here and there. And then their advertisements go beyond just social media. It's probably just like commercials and then also sponsors on radio shows. And
so, and you get submitted to clients as well.
Like, that too. They actually like, I think they, don't they put you out there first? Like, this model in particular, but here are the rest of our models, but this one in particular.
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Just like, hey, you know, we ain't gonna break your pockets, but we will be in your pockets. I'm just saying, we...
Random pockets.
Generational wealth out here, ladies and gentlemen. We strive for it.
You got to spend some money to make some money.
Don't worry about it. Always keep up with fashion trends. All right. Now, this is controversial in and of itself. You know, do we always have to be trendy? Not necessarily from your day-to-day life, unless you're in front of the camera. No.
Right. Because if you're just going out doing some running, some errands or whatever, you don't have to be, you know, all fashionable and make sure you got your Louis Vuitton on or whatever. Just put on a nice little tracksuit.
You know, and that's perfectly fine. It does it help to be on the camera? Like as we can see with TikTok and all that, it can help. Mm-hmm. It can help. However, you do not have to all the time. That can be very stressful because, you know, just to stay up to, and this is low end. This is low end. Just to keep up with the trends and stuff. That's like $200 a month, quote unquote. Like, and you know, you always have to have your trendy stuff, like a leather jacket. You know what I'm saying? You got to have your
accessories, maybe.
Yeah, and your normal, you know, casting call outfit. You know, black pants, white tee. You know, really show up
if you're a girl.
You know, nice size shoes if you're a guy. You know, you just gotta. You know, you gotta navigate it. It's a different world. You feel me? But I don't think particularly for a guy, it shouldn't go above 200. After the first time. The first time, it might be exceedingly more. But like after that, just adding to your wardrobe, I hope, I pray,
because I don't think like men's fashion.
Yeah, unless you're a cosplayer, then everything is
different. That's hella different. That changes the whole conversation a little bit. Actually, let's talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, if you're a cosplayer, it's instantaneously 10 times more expensive, all right? It's instantaneously more expensive.
Because you actually aren't just getting clothes or whatever, or fabrics. You got to get, like, plastic. You actually have to...
Especially if you're creating your own cosplay, dear God.
Oh my gosh. You have to order certain things or whatever. You have to get hot glue. You have to put the thing together or whatever.
Time and effort goes into that. So, like, it might... If you're, like, a high-end... It might be a little bit more than that. So, what you want to say? Like, 500?
I will go close to say 6 to 7.
6 to 7? Yeah, no, it's a lot. Expensive being a because nerd. Because
the more detailed it is, the higher the price is going to be.
But that more quality, you know, that is a very good point. So at the end of the day, cosplayers, y'all
the real MVPs.
Because I don't know how, Jesus Christ, anyway.
I need some money from y'all. Let me hold $1.
Let me hold $10. You can charge me interest if you want to, Jesus. Like, Jesus. But last tip, and we already kind of covered this. You always want to have a hard copy of your portfolio. Mm-hmm. And, you know, actually, just as a side note, you know, what goes into your portfolio? We're probably going to bring this back around in another podcast, but just to clarify, really, It's good headshots. Well, I actually have it somewhere. Wait a minute. Entertain them for like a hot second, Leon. Wait a minute.
Shoo-boo. No, I'm playing. I ain't gonna serenade y'all. But back with the cosplaying, and it, the more detailed that it is for the cosplayer in the costume, yes, it's going to be a little bit more expensive, but those details really do like help. And did you pop it
up? Yeah, I found it. Okay. So all in all, you know, your portfolio is your portfolio no matter what. But basically, you always want to have two headshots, two full bodies, three, four shot knee. I butchered that entirely. And you always want to have nice high fashion fitness and commercial in there. Nice portraits, always. And, you know, that basically is the bulk of your, you know, you, and all in all, you want to have like 12.
12 to 14.
Said, yeah, 12 to 14. I say 12 because that's a nice.
That's a nice even number. Yeah,
6 and 6.
And also, I was born from the 12th, so.
Oh, you always got to bring up your birthday.
I have a big ego. You got to realize that.
I forget all the time. How could I forget? But yeah, no, I say all in all that. It's worth it, you know, carrying it, and it makes you feel nice and, you know, official with your, you know, we're going to have to matter of fact, I might get custom
books.
Yeah, custom books. I might want custom books.
Because when I have made my first portfolio book and everything, I felt so professional. I felt so nice and everything. Yeah, I also went to a model call that same day. They needed photographers too. They were looking for models and photographers. I showed it. It looked it nice or whatever. I got some good criticism. At the time, I wasn't ready to take good criticism. But they liked the book. I liked the book or whatever. It was just like, yeah. I thought I was one type of artist, but really I was this type of artist.
Yeah,
and I was like, I look back, I'm like, they were right.
So, more like.
I thought I was more fashion, but they say I was more street art.
Yeah, no, that's me and you both. Yeah. But I lean more toward you, Dar, because we all know that's my jungle out there. But that's really all we have for today. I mean, like, those are some tips. I mean, you can think of anything else. This is a little bit shorter one.
Budget out your money at the beginning of the month.
Yes, please, for the love of God.
If you know that you want to go out at least one time that month or whatever, say I want to take out $160 out my monies or whatever, you know, keep to that, you know, little budget. Do not go over. Do not go back to that ATM and take out another 40. Don't take out that other 80.
But those shoes, just like you should have got them the first time.
That should be the first thing you bought.
But yeah, no, get them the next go round, please. Okay.
And it's okay to wait. Don't have to instantly buy. I fed this to Corey earlier because I have came into the house and I've seen
Warzone.
I've seen some toys that caught my interest. I'm a big
kid. Don't say it like that.
Okay, I've seen some weapons.
Yeah. Nerf guns, ladies and gentlemen. Jesus fucking Christ the Lord. Trying to get me arrested out here. Jesus.
And it's like, I thought they were kidding when they said they were going to get them, but they really got them. So it's...
That's all my roommates. Listen, don't. That's not me.
It's good to have that instant spending urge, but to be able to hold off on that also is good too. Because when you get that spending urge, you get it, you're happy, you got it right there at that moment. But when you hold off on it, you save a little bit money, and then when you finally get what you wanted, it feels a little bit better.
I feel that. So to summarize today's podcast, we're going to start doing this. We're going to start summer. What would you say the moral of the story is?
The moral of the story is when it's hard out here for a pimp and you got to...
With that, good night, ladies and gentlemen. See you in the next Beauty Talks.
Ladies and gentlemen.